We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From the fair on this Saturday, we had a little shower move through. Otherwise, pretty pleasant day. Great crowds on hand here at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. Fun to be here after a two-year hiatus. Been great to be back on the fairgrounds. Big thanks to Jonathan Lowe, our producer on site, Kerry Klatt in studio today, doing a great job as always, and helping me out. Another guy who helps me out all the time here on the Twins Magazine Show, Matt Hodson from the Twins front office, and we talk a lot about things going on in the community and at the ballpark. And right now we're going to talk about 2023 a little bit. Matt, of course, senior manager, business communications with the ball club. And Matt, the 2023 schedule is out, and this is a new era in the major leagues. The Twins will play everybody in the majors next year.
Yeah, Steve. Well, first of all, I'm a little bit jealous. I wish I was out at the state fair right now, but I'm headed to the ballpark, surely, so that's pretty good. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Next year, it's going to be a lot of fun. We still got a lot of work to do here in 2022, and looking forward to hopefully playing deep into October. But next year, we'll have a chance for the first time ever to play all 29 other teams, and that's something we're really looking forward to bring new faces and new clubs into Target Field and give our fans an opportunity to see the entire league.
Yeah, and it is a change, and I'm sure it's been the buzz among your colleagues with other major league teams about this big schedule change. I think Twins fans have become accustomed to playing 19 games in division with the White Sox, Royals, Guardians, and Tigers. That has been scaled back a little bit, and now interleague play has really expanded where you're going to see every club in the National League. I know the Twins always saw every team in the American League at least once at Target Field. But this is really a new change and an exciting change, and the schedule reflects that really right out of the gate, opening the road at Kansas City, a familiar foe, and then going down to Miami to play the Marlins, and then some familiar teams, Houston and the White Sox. But later in that opening month, next April, the Nats come to town. That's going to be exciting, and it looks like a great summer schedule at Target Field next year.
Yeah, it really does. And you're right. You know, we're gonna substitute some of those games against the Royals and the Tigers. We're only going to play our division opponents 13 times, and now we'll play everybody in the National League. So that means that next year we'll get Juan Soto of the Padres in May. We'll get the New York Mets in September. The Cubs are coming to town. The Giants will be back next year. If they're not coming at all, then they're here right now. We'll come back next year. So nationally, teams from all three divisions. We're going to go on the road to Atlanta. We haven't been there since 2016. St. Louis, Philadelphia, Cincinnati. It's going to be a lot of fun, both for folks here going to Target Field, and then some really new and fun road trips to go on to play next summer.
Well, and that's one thing. Twins fans really travel. I know we've talked about this before, Matt, but whether they're playing games at Petco Park in San Diego or at Dodger Stadium, or if it's even out on the East Coast, Twins fans travel.
You know, it's funny. I've actually had a couple calls this summer from acquaintances of mine live in both the East and West Coast, and call me and said, wow, I didn't realize how well the Twins travel.
Yeah, right.
Like, you really do. I mean, you watch a game a few weeks ago here in San Diego. There is a lot of red and blue Twins hats out there. The same when we're back east, even if we're playing Boston at Fenway, there's a lot of Twins fans. We do travel well. Next year, you know, there's going to be some new opportunities opening up for fans to go see ballparks that we haven't been to in quite some time.
Yeah, and one of the other items I wanted to bring up real quick, I know there's 2023. You made a great point out of the gate. There's still work to be done. Twins got a very important win and the losing streak on Friday night against the Giants, and Cleveland got beat by Seattle, so the Twins gained ground. They're just three games out, so there still is a great opportunity for the Twins to come back, win the division, get into the playoffs, and now's the time to make sure you're going to be a part of any playoff games at Target Field by, securing tickets for that, and then beyond that in 2023.
Yeah, absolutely. Take advantage of this new unbalanced schedule and get your season tickets for 2023 now. That'll make sure you have priority for postseason tickets next year. And I'm still a believer. We're three games back. September is going to be awesome. We have eight games against the Guardians, nine against the White Sox. In some ways, the destiny is right out in front of us, and we're going to go out and take care of business, and I think we're going to. It's going to be a fun stretch run.
Yeah, and hopefully Carlos Correa hitting that home run early in the game last night will set the tone, and they'll have a big homestand, take care of business against the Giants and the Red Sox. And as you pointed out, some huge series coming up. You mentioned the White Sox. I look at those five games in Cleveland, the series here with Cleveland, yep. Loom huge. So plenty of big, big games coming up for the Minnesota Twins. And it looks like the weather's going to cooperate tonight at Target Field. It stopped raining here at the fairgrounds, and what I'm seeing on the radar, no problem to get to the ballgame tonight and enjoy the Twins and Giants.
Absolutely. Big fun night tonight. First 10,000 fans get a Byron Buxton bobblehead. Wish he's in the lineup for it tonight. But it's a cool giveaway. Then hopefully we can get our second straight win tonight.
All right, very good. Well, always a pleasure, Matt. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Twins Magazine Show.
My pleasure. Win Twins, and have fun at the fair.
All right, there it is. 2023 schedule online at twinsbaseball.com. And then all the info on how you can get involved in tickets now. Secure postseason tickets and seats for 2023 at fabulous Target Field. One of the other things we brought up is the state amateur baseball tournament, and that is continuing. Faribault, the anchor site, Meadsville and Dundas, huge contributors to that. And we have a final out of the B from earlier today. Want to get you that score here real quick. It was Rochester eliminating Coon Rapids 6-2 last night. Meadsville knocked Anoka out of the B playoffs. In progress, Champlin Park and Moorhead, that game in Meadsville. A little bit later on, Blaine and Dundas, that game being played in Dundas. And then, of course, the Class C tournament as well. Action continuing today. I didn't see any C scores as of yet in that tournament. Haven't seen any scores, but it looks like the weather is going to cooperate on that front. We've had a shower, no big deal, a couple of times here in the fairgrounds. Looks like that's over. We'll get another update on the weather following the news here at 5 o'clock. And then Do Young Park will join us from Target Field, covers the Twins for MLB.com here on News Talk 830 WCCO. First Saturday of the fair here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Steve Thompson, Jonathan Lowell on site. Kerry Clatt in the studios downtown. Pregame show 5:30. Twins and Giants, game two of the three-game set. Sonny Gray will be on the mound. Twins won game one, 9-0 last night. An important win for the Twins considering Cleveland got beat by Seattle in extra innings. Do Young Park covers the Twins for MLB.com. And Do, good to visit with you as always. The Twins really, really needed that win on Friday night.
No, they really, really, really needed that win last night, like you said. I mean, I think they had that big six-run third inning, and they had a couple clutch situational hits in there, including one with the bases loaded, which has kind of been a heel for this team in recent years. And they just really needed that sort of output. I think that six-run output just in the third inning was more than they had in, like, 15 of the last 16 games as a whole. And they've been saying all along, I mean, they've been getting guys on base. They just haven't been able to come through in those situations. And I don't know that they were entirely sure of why or if there was something they could do to kind of fix that. But I think that just kind of set the tone and hopefully steer things back onto the rails for them. That's what they're hoping anyway.
And Do Young Park joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline ahead of the Twins and the Giants tonight at Target Field. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate. The rain has moved through the Twin Cities area and here on the fairgrounds. Kyle Garlick returned to the lineup last night, and that's an important addition for the Twins.
Yeah, he really is, and I think it would have been weird to say at the start of the season, oh, man, it's going to be late August and the Twins are really, really going to be missing Kyle Garlick, and yet here we are because that's just kind of the extent of the injury attrition that they've had in the outfield. I remember at the start of the year, there are just so many outfielders that they had, like whether it was Alex Kirilloff, Trevor Larnach, even Royce Lewis played in the outfield as kind of young guys that they would hope to count on. But with all the injuries they've had, they've needed a guy like Kyle Garlick, especially with the run of left-handed starting pitching that they've faced. And they just haven't had a right-handed hitter like Garlick that can really do damage there, because the outfielders you got right now are guys like Jake Cave and Nick Gordon, who are hitting left-handed with those left-on-left matchups, and Gilberto Celestino, who's a right-handed hitter, but he's still young and he's still kind of coming into his own. So I think having that kind of older, I'm not going to say veteran because he hasn't been in the league for that long, but just somebody who you know can mash left-handed pitching like Kyle Garlick has been like a nice stabilizing factor, and I think they're really going to count on him and lean on him in those situations more moving ahead.
And another huge key for the Twins going forward, they start today three games behind Cleveland in the American League Central. If they're going to rally and win the division and get to the postseason, big part of it is going to be Carlos Correa, and to see him hit a two-run home run, we know he's been very steady with the glove, by all accounts a very good leader, but Carlos Correa is going to need to pick it up with the bat, and some games carry this team.
Yeah, I think they really need that from him right now. That's part of why they signed him this offseason, right? I mean, obviously the Minnesota Twins, if you have a chance to get Carlos Correa playing shortstop for you, you're going to do it. But one of the big appeals, and this is something they stressed at the time too, was this is a guy who, when the moment is biggest, he comes through in those situations. He's one of the greatest playoff performers of all time. He's a guy who doesn't feel the pressure in those clutch moments, and that just hasn't been the Carlos Correa they've gotten this year for some reason or another, and I'm not sure they have a sense for why. But I was looking this morning, I think with runners in scoring position, he's got like a 616 OPS this season, I want to say, which is well below kind of the 700-ish mark where that's considered kind of average performance. And then with two outs and runners in scoring position, that just dips all the way down to, I think, like a 388 mark or something like that. And that's an OPS. That's not like a batting average or an on-base percentage or anything like that. That's almost unheard of, and I think that's very un-Correa-like. And like you mentioned, I mean, this is going to be a tight stretch. This is going to be a tight race down the stretch. Cleveland's still three up. The White Sox are obviously still kind of lingering as they do. And this is where the Twins need Carlos Correa to step. This is why they're paying him $35 million this year. This stretch of games with this kind of importance. And he needs to be that guy. And I think, like you said yesterday, that first inning home run that kind of broke the seal, they need more of those hits in the coming weeks.
Do Young Park joining us, covers the Twins for MLB.com. Twins and Giants coming up. Another part of the equation, the pitching needs to hold up. Joe Ryan, good job last night. Now Sonny Gray tonight. You know, good starts following up good starts. And getting a little bit more length would be huge. They've talked about it on the television side. Dick Bramer and partners, Corey Provis, Dan Gladden, Chris Atterbury on the radio side. Even getting an extra out or two is huge in spelling that bullpen a little bit as we get into September.
It really is, and I think you really do see Rocco and pitching coach Pete Mackey kind of trying to stress that a little bit more. But it also kind of plays into situational factors also kind of play into that, where when the offense is only giving you one or two runs, you really can't squeeze extra outs of those guys when they're at like 100 pitches, and like one mistake a third time through the order can really change the face of a game. But I think, like we saw yesterday with Joe Ryan with a more comfortable lead, Twins got him up to like 107 pitches. He worked his way into a jam in that sixth inning, and Rocco let him work out of it. And like you said, given how much this bullpen is going to be used down the stretch, they need that sort of thing. And that's, I think, another thing that's encouraging to them, too, is that in this recent stretch, for as rotten as the offense had been, the pitching had been more or less pretty fine. I think they're going to take the level of pitching that they got. And there have been points this year where the pitching has been great and the offense has not been great. I think that's what we've seen recently. There have been points where the pitching was an utter disaster and the offense was really picking it up. They haven't really put it together yet. I don't think they've really clicked yet, and I think they're hoping that that'll happen. Now, as whether that actually will happen is another question altogether, and they're really running out of time for that, but I think that's kind of what they're holding out hope for. And I mean, there are no moves to be made anymore. I mean, the trade deadline has come and gone. This is kind of the group that you're going to have. I think now it's just kind of put up or shut up, do or die. And you got, 30-something games left. This is, it's now or never right now.
Do-Young Park joining us from MLB.com. Is there any more good news? We talked about Kyle Garlick returning to the lineup and providing immediate impact. Is there anybody else on the comeback trail?
There is everybody else on the comeback trail, Steve. I just talked to catcher Ryan Jeffers downstairs. He is throwing for the first time today, coming back from his broken thumb, and he's headed down to Florida on Monday to start his kind of ramp back up. Randy Dobnak is continuing his rehab assignment. Josh Winder made a rehab start the other day. Bailey Ober, I think, is expected to progress to something like that soon. You got Trevor Larnach, who I think is beginning a rehab assignment next week. I think I heard like Tuesday-ish or something like that, early next week for Trevor Larnach to start his rehab assignment. And obviously Kenta Maeda is expected to hopefully enter the mix at some point as a possibility in September as well. So there's a lot of moving pieces down there, and the Twins have said in particular with Winder and Ober and Larnach, those are names you should be looking for in September, and man, even one or two of those guys would be huge boons to this roster, especially a guy like Ober, who is so stable and just so consistent for them as a rookie last season. And I think they're just going to take whatever they can get in terms of the reinforcements that they have. And obviously Tyler Matley, too, who's the biggest one of them all, who threw a bullpen session, 25 pitches here yesterday. And they're hoping that he's going to throw another one soon and maybe even back next Friday in Chicago for that series opener against the White Sox. I think they said that's a loose target. And, man, what a big get that would be if he were to only miss the minimum number of games there.
Yeah, that would be huge. And is the sense is that his arm is responding, and there was concern about velocity, and ultimately that's why he came out of the game, his velocity returned.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the first question everybody's got, right? And we asked, and I think, you know, this is kind of the first bullpen session. I think they're going to learn a lot more come the next bullpen session in the coming days, where I think he's expected to have a lot more intensity in that, and that's when they'll really get to ramp up the velocity. But Rocco said that, you know, when he talked to Matley, and Matley's a straight shooter, he's a guy that'll tell it like he is, like it is, he said I'm feeling totally fine, I'm feeling really good. And I think the expectation right now, at least again, and this could, then they got one more bullpen to go, but for now the expectation is that the time off will do him some good, and he'll be back with that velocity.
Well, huge news. Sonny Gray, a veteran going tonight. Sonny Gray has been pretty good this year for the Twins. Game two against the Giants coming up. Though always good to visit with you. I really appreciate the work you do.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, too. Hope you didn't get rained on too hard at the fair there.
No, I am in a covered porch at the WCCO radio booth here at the fair. So no rain here. I'm good.
Yeah, and no tarp out here as well. They took the tarp off after a downpour that we had for a bit. So things looking good here for now, but I'll knock on some wood.
All right, on time start for the Twins tonight. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Do-Young Park from MLB.com joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. One segment to go on our Twins Magazine show. Chris Atterbury standing by, our pregame show at 5:30. First pitch at 6:10. Twins and Giants from Target Field tonight. Here on the home of the Twins, we'll have a sneak peek at the lineup. We'll check some amateur baseball scores. Faribault, Dundas, and Meesville, weekend number two of that state amateur tournament. We'll get into that here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Thanks all around. Kerry Klatt, Jonathan Lowe, our producers. Jonathan here at the fair. Kerry Klatt downtown. Twins, Giants pregame. Chris Atterbury, little under 7 minutes away here at 5:30. Corey Provost, Stan Gladden with all the play-by-play. Here's the lay of the land. Twins three behind Cleveland in the division. It'll be Cobb against Gray at Target Field. Meanwhile, the White Sox getting underway tonight just after 6. Once again, Chicago hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks. And then late tonight, Cleveland will be in Seattle. So a Twins win and another Cleveland lost late tonight out in Seattle, and they'd be within two games. It's three right now in the American League Central Division. Let's get a sneak peek at the Twins lineup tonight at Target Field. We know about Sonny Gray being on the mound. Here's how the lineup's going to go. Luis Rise will lead off, play at first base. Carlos Correa will be at short, bat second. Jorge Polanco will be at second and bat third. The DH, Jose Miranda, in the cleanup spot, batting fifth in left field, Nick Gordon. Batting sixth at third base, Gio Urshela. Batting seventh in right field, Max Kepler. Batting eighth center fielder, Gilberto Celestino. And catching in the number nine hole, Sandy Leon. So it'll be Arise, Correa, Polanco, Miranda, Gordon, Urshela, Kepler, Celestino, and Leon behind the plate, behind Sonny Gray tonight. First pitch scheduled at about 6:10 tonight, and you'll hear it all here on the home of the Twins, News Talk, E3O, WCCO. We alluded to the state amateur baseball tournament, and that is underway at Faribault, Meesville, and Dundas, south of the cities. I am going to be in Meesville tomorrow for some Class B action. Let's get you up to date on the C at the moment. Games earlier today, it was Nisswa beating Raymond 6-5, and the New Ulm Brewers beat El Rosa 12-2. Other action in progress, and these games once again being played in Faribault and Dundas and Meesville today. And then over in the State B tournament, one game already in the books earlier today, and it was Rochester eliminating Coon Rapids 6-2 on Friday night. It was Meesville eliminating Anoka in the B tournament 12-2. Champlain Park and Moorhead still underway in Meesville, and then Blaine and Dundas getting just underway in Dundas in the B tournament. So we'll see some B teams tomorrow once again in Meesville. And then I think a week from Sunday, I'll be in Dundas for the final weekend of the C. So I really look forward to being a part of that state tournament action. And the website, if you want to get an update, is mnbaseball.org, mnbaseball.org. They have scores, they have stories, and a link to how you can stream the games as well through the weekend. And again, next weekend, the final weekend of the B and C tournament. And, of course, Class A state tournament wrapped up last weekend at Palm Field in St. Anthony Village here in the heart of the Metro. And a tip of the cap to the champions, the St. Louis Park Pirates, win the title. And it was my honor to call that game last Sunday over at Palm Field. So here we are at the State Fair, winding things down for the day. But our coverage will continue tomorrow with the huddle between 10 and noon. I believe Boyce Olson's going to be here as well between 9 and 10 o'clock, and then the huddle between 10 and noon. Then we'll turn it over to Twins coverage tomorrow afternoon, the final game of the three-game series with the Giants at Target Field. Then the Red Sox come to town next week. And then State Fair action will be here. Jordana Green, Adam Carter between 9 and noon, Chad Hartman, Jason DeRusha, and then so we'll be here between 9 and 6 on Monday here at the State Fair, so we invite you to stop by and say hello.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.